I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations. UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed has seen firsthand how the nexus of security and climate change is affecting the lives of poor women in the Lake Chad Basin area who depend on fishing for their livelihoods. Although fishing has traditionally sustained communities there, unsustainable water management and the effects of climate change have reduced the lake to one-tenth of its original size, thus diminishing fish stocks. Meanwhile, violence perpetrated by the extremist group Boko Haram has added to an already precarious situation, with roughly 4 million people in the region not getting enough to eat. Despite these immense challenges, the fisherwomen have found an ally in the UN Development Programme, UNDP, which has supplied them with new nets. Daniel Dickinson is traveling with Ms. Mohammed, who explained why there is reason to be hopeful.
Well, I see a lot of hope, a lot of opportunities, and yet they face challenges daily because we don't optimize those opportunities. But for me, we take away all the things that we can do to scale this up, to make it easier, so that they can increase their own incomes. That empowers them, probably, that they are able to do much more with their children in school, attend to their own health needs, and quite frankly, just be a part of the economy.
The development challenges are immense, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, here you're seeing, the nexus of where security and climate change exacerbate poverty that is already abject and dire. So what we have to look for are to find the systems and the structures that we can connect this to in terms of our governance and ensure that this is a sustainable practice of what they're doing. I mean, we see fishing here at the lake, but we need to see it in a value chain so that when they fish and they are able to process it and take it to market, but they actually get a good price for it, that we can use technology to facilitate a larger input and production of the fishing industry that they choose to be part of.
And what is the intersect between economic empowerment, the economic empowerment of women and security?
Well, here you see that over time, I mean, this is a region that did not always have a security problem. This was, actually very wealthy. These were very wealthy people. And over the last few years, we've seen the insurgency of Boko Haram that has taken that away from them. And therefore, economies have plummeted. There is not access to what you had before. First, a peaceful environment. Second, that whole value chain involves them going out into the lake, which is a risk. As they've said, with climate change, this is, has fish stocks that were much larger than they were before. And now they're having to deal with a reduction in that. How they process this is also something that is at a minimal level. They could do so much more, and then taking that to market.